From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
And the road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the Clown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here's a fellow, folks, to remind you of that dance they call the conga. You know, one, two, three, jerk. Smiley Burnett.
Like that.
One of these days I'm going to slap your head up to a point, you know that? Well, you just didn't see my picture in Life magazine, that's all.
Oh, you're kidding.
I am not. I'm going to get a copy of it and show it to you. It was a picture a feller took of me out behind the barn when I dropped my watch on the ground. And I was down on all fours trying to find it. But there's just one thing I don't understand about the picture.
What's that?
Well, they made a mistake in the description they put under the picture. It said under the picture, fattened steer awaits slaughtering in Chicago stockyard. All things. Well, it don't hurt my feelings to be called fat, though. But it does make me a little bit peeved every summer at the beach when folks come up and want to stand in my shade. I pretty near drowned out there a while back, though. The lifeguard had to make two trips, boy. I'd have been in a mess.
Now, look, let's be serious for just a second,
let's
Smiley.
Let's do, yeah.
Right. You know, I happen to know you'd honestly like to lose some of that fat, but you just can't seem to cut down on your food.
No,
Tell you what, why don't you try one of those reducing aids you hear so much about these days?
Not on your life. Not on your life. A friend of mine was losing a pound a day, just as nice as you please, for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
One day he took an overdose of that stuff, and you know he's still in that drain pipe? They haven't got him out yet. Good for Will.
I used to think that love was grand, and I was flying high. I was a fool, dear, kiss a fool goodbye. We didn't do the things we planned, because you wouldn't try.
You had your fun now,
kiss a fool goodbye. You used to tell me that you loved me, I think I always knew you lied.
But when you said goodbye, I broke right down and cried.
No use to dream what might have been, no use to sit and sigh.
Cause now it's over,
kiss a fool goodbye.
I always knew you lied, but when you said goodbye, I broke right down and cried.
No use to dream what might have been, no use to sit and sigh.
Cause now it's over,
it's a fool goodbye.
Hey, boys, a few details on that song. I want to hear more about that.
Smiley, that's a record we made one time called Kiss a Fool Goodbye, written by our good buddy Johnny Harold.
Well, bless his heart, he did a good job on that.
Yeah,
folks,
speaking
of doing a good job, how's about the folks who sponsor our show? Let's hear from them.
Thank you.
was a weird note they wound up on there, wasn't it, though, huh? Joe, who's got the program? Here it is. Oh, yeah. You Belong to Me. Oh, I'll bet sweet Georgia Brown's going to sing that one.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone with you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Lie the ocean in a silver plain. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember, till you're home again, you belong to me.
Say,
you know something, Smiley? I'm not going to go up there and visit that McCory anymore.
Oh, why not, Slattery?
Well, I went way up there in Kegel Canyon at his invitation, mind you, the other day, and that road is so rough. You know, that man really placed my life in jeopardy asking me
up
there.
Well, I'll talk to McCory about that. He's a Jeopardy sheriff, didn't you know? McCory's kids, ain't they cute? Did you meet little Lucifer?
Oh, yeah.
The other day I gave Lucifer a quarter, and I says, hey, Luce, what you gonna do with the money? Well, he said, I'm gonna fix to buy me a milkshake, Smiley. And I said, well, wouldn't it be better now if you took it to church and give it to the missionaries, kid? No, he said, I don't think so. He said, I think I'll buy a milkshake and let the drugstore man give it to the missionary.
Oh, they're really a family of kids.
They're lots of fun, yes, sir. That little Goosey, you know, he didn't make it to school the other day, and the teacher says, next day she says, Goosey, you missed my class yesterday, didn't you? Goosey says, no, ma'am, not at all, not at all. little hunky, he's a stinker sometimes, but I like him. One day old Charlie says to him, says, didn't you promise to be a good boy, Honky? And he said, yes, I did, Papa. And McCory says, well, didn't I promise to just wail a tar out of if you wasn't? Honky said, yes, you did, but since I've broken my promise, I think it'll be all right if you break yours, too. In the singing section today, old Smiley Bird's Nest has got a song called The Fire of 41. How well do I remember the fire of 41? I was a shingling the schoolhouse fire. When McGinney drives up just a going to beat the breeze, and he yells, "Hi, gosh, there's a fire." Well, I climbs down and I gets my fireman's hat, calls out my volunteers. I wound up the siren and I laid on the bell. I ain't seen such a fire in all my years. When I called out the volunteers, when I called out my volunteers, there was Charlie, Bert, and Cy, Fred, and Bill, and I, when I called out the volunteers. The wind was sure a-blowing when we got to Murphy's place. Murphy was broke out in a rash. He didn't mind the house burning flat to the ground. Save the barn, boys, she's plumb full of mash. The fire got the depot and the Silver Box Saloon. A spark set the hotel ablaze. There in the winter stood the lovely Widow Jones. We got set for a grandstand play. Well, I called out my volunteers, man the engines. I called out the volunteers. Oh, we lost 61 men, 3 engines and a pup when I called out the volunteers. The town was really lit up, you could see for 20 miles. Joe Smith lit out for the mire.
He looked like a comet with the smoke trailing out. For the seat of his britches was a fire. We fought like crazy to save the Hawkins house. I says, I'm sure sorry for you, Lum. Well, he smiles at me and says, she ain't a total loss. The chimney's still a-standing by gum. When I call out the volunteers, when I call out the volunteers, there was Charlie, Bert, and Cy, Fred, and Bill, and I, when I called out the volunteers.
He was plenty rough and tough, too, out there.
Well, tell me about it.
We haven't got time. It's time for the show to be over now.
What about this guy that hit you?
Yeah.
Can you describe him or something?
Well, that's why he hit me.
Listen,
folks, it's time now to go. Hope you'll be back with us again soon. This is Smiley Burnett saying, speak while I'm in. I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now. You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Rancheros, music with the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Radio Zarks.